Ready? Okay. Give me a beach.
Beach.
Give me great food.
Tacos.
Give me adventure.
Hiking.
Give me a date night.
Sunset cruise.
Give me some smiles.
Cheese.
Give me more beaches.
Beaches.
What's that spell?
San Diego.
If you're happy and you know it, San Diego is the place to show it. Book your trip at sandiego.org. Funded in part with the City of San Diego Tourism Marketing District Assessment Funds.
What's up, this your boy Lil Duval, and check out my podcast, Conversations with Unc, on the Black Effect Podcast Network. Each and every Tuesday, Conversations with Unc podcast feature casual and in-depth talk about ebbs and flows of life and the pursuit of happiness. Unlike my work on stage, I tap into a more serious and sensitive side to give life advice and simply offer words of encouragement, yet remind folks to never forget to laugh. Every Tuesday, listen to Conversations with Unc, hosted by Lil Duval on the Black Effect Podcast Network, iHeartRadio app, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Presented by AT&T. Connecting changes everything.
This is your moment, your time to shine, your comeback. You're ready for the next step in your career, and you want an education employers respect. So you're not just going back to school. You're coming back with Purdue Global. Backed by Purdue University, one of the nation's most respected public universities, Purdue Global is built for people who bring their life experience into the online classroom. Purdue Global, Purdue's online university for working adults. Start your comeback today at purdueglobal.edu.
Richard, any rules?
Any what? Rules?
Any rules, any do's, any don'ts?
Gloves off.
No, gloves off. You know, just pretend. You obviously know each other and you like each other.
How can gloves be off against this face? Are you kidding
me?
I know.
Well, that's just, well, pretend.
She's like, and yet they will be.
Creamy. Creamy. Crunchy. Creamy. Crunchy. Creamy. Crunchy.
Food court. Food court. Food court with Richard Blaze. Argue in the food court. Food court with Richard Blaze.
Welcome to The Food Court, a production of iHeartRadio. I'm Richard Blaze, and I will be your host and your judge in this courtroom of sorts. I will settle your food fights, and what I can only hope is, with wit and wisdom, that Judge Judy gets paid $400 million for. Judge Judy gets paid $400 million?
You don't think it's worth it?
Judge Judy gets paid? This is a serious thing?
I'm sorry that you found out this way.
Ay, my, ay, ay, ay.
You should have been a judge.
I am a judge, John. First
Earlier
of all, how
in
dare
life.
You in my courtroom?
As a first profession.
I know. After this episode, there'll be $500 million. What are you talking about?
$400 million, Judge Judy. I got the sass of Judge Judy. I don't have the wit and wisdom, perhaps. But here we go. Joining us in the court today, we have two experts in the kitchen who both have so much to say about cooking, and they've written books about it. Our first guest is a former teacher who switched from educating kids to educating people. Wait, kids are people, Crystal.
People in the kitchen.
Okay, people
Read
in the
whole
kitchen.
Sentence.
Yes. Educating kids to educating people in the kitchen. And this week, his cookbook comes out. It's John Cannell from the Preppy Kitchen.
Thank you for having me. I'm very excited.
Oh my gosh, John, we're so excited to have you here. I've been stalking your Instagram page for the last 24 hours. I also love you're in your kitchen, which, by the way, I love that you got the copper pots behind you. It's like a dream setup for me. You even have, you can't see it because it's a podcast, everyone, but he's got a fish pan back there, an oval copper fish pan.
There is a whole set of drawers for copper pans that you've never even seen before.
Oh, my gosh. Oh, my gosh. I've worked in French kitchens, maybe, but I would like, what's the oddest utensil? Yeah, let me see.
Ooh, a copper sugar pot. One of the drawers is under me.
That's amazing. They stopped you, but copper's still good for sugar. That's about the only thing you really see it for in the modern kitchen nowadays, right?
Exactly.
Because it can get you poisoned, I think, or something. I don't know. I'm looking at my
producer. Leaching happens, but that's okay.
Preppy Kitchen, throwing it down. Also looking amazing, as always, John. And I don't know how you do it with all the delicious, sweet baked goods.
Those five-year-old boys got me running around. Let me tell you, they're here and there in a flash. It's crazy. At this point, there's also a lot of child carrying happen. Like, they just get tired. And you're like, okay.
I kind of love that. I just got a rucksack delivered to me, which is like a weighted backpack, but just like I should just pick my kids up and just run with it.
Just pick them up, walk them around. They'll be happy.
I love it. And taking on John today, we have someone you've definitely seen judging and sometimes even competing and dominating. Let's be honest. It's Manit Chauhan. What's going on, Manit?
Your Honor, Richard Blaze, it is an honor to be in your court.
Oh, Manit, I can, you're saying that. Not,
is that
I don't,
pandering?
There's a little.
Totally.
There's a little pandering going on. And I respect it, Manit. I mean, John, your opening was you should have been a judge. So, we're just getting to know each other.
Okay. I've been for a while.
No, I love. Listen, that's called like East Coast love, by the way. It's how you show
New England is rubbing off on me.
That's what it is. Okay, John, listen, tell us a little bit about the book because I'm super excited for this.
I am beyond excited for this, and I'm so excited to be doing this podcast with Manit because she actually wrote for the book as well. There's a lovely blurb on the back from her, and I was just reading it and tearing up. It's recipes for seasonal dishes and simple pleasures, and really, it's organized by the season, so every season has a different vibe. You want different types of food. You have different types of ingredients available, and in the wintertime, we have this cozy vibe. We're like really just kind of like eating whatever we want. There's a lot of rich, indulgent food bubbling away, and you have the holidays. But in spring and the summer, there's an exuberance of fresh produce available. We're grilling, we're out and about, we're picnicking outside, and it's a bit lighter, and you're just taking advantage of the stone fruits and all the vegetables that you can get at the farmer's market. So it's over 100 new recipes that are near and dear to my heart that have never been on Preppy Kitchen before, as well as a lot of behind-the-scenes photos of everything that happens here at Hedgehill Farm.
Oh my gosh. First of all, I love these sites like that are not on Preppy Kitchen because that means you have thousands of recipes. To not have to like piggyback or copy one, that's like a pretty big commitment.
There was not one reused recipe. So they are all brand new. And there's like a lot of family favorites that have been really close to my heart that I've just been waiting to have in a book when it comes out. So there's like a Greek chicken soup that's like, it's avogalemono, and it is the most delicious medicine you've ever had if you're under the weather. Or like a Swedish-inspired apple cake that my mom made when I was growing up. Just tons of different, like, really delicious recipes and interesting flavor combinations.
Oh, my gosh. Unbelievable. Check out Preppy Kitchen if you're not one of the 1.3 million people as of this recording who are following Preppy Kitchen. Oh, my gosh.
Well, thank you.
seriously, just crushing the game. Manit, what are you up to right now? You're all over the place. You're on this plane, you're on that plane, you're on all of these TV shows. What's currently going on with you? Because there's so much.
Right now I'm flexing to get into the ring along with John, which is going to be a lot of fun. But it's life. That's what's happening. It's like this morning was the kids' first day of school. So did that, getting ready for the next whole week because I'm about to hop on a flight to the West Coast. Came back from LA, Las Vegas yesterday. So it's life, it's normal. And I wouldn't have it any other way because then it would be too boring.
That is the most bashful description I've ever heard in my life because she's basically a superwoman. She does so many things. That's not a fair representation of what you do.
John, Flattery will get you everywhere.
Oh my
gosh. Yeah, you can go ahead and butter me up all you want, but I don't think I'm going to take it easy on you.
Oh my! I was going to thank
lovely
you.
Book is in the background too, so only we can see it, and it's truly a delicious, amazing book. So I'm just putting it out there because it's all love, despite our cookie differences.
There we go. I'm hoping there's some differences coming down the road, but finishing off with some similarities. Here's the question: both of you as parents, myself as a parent, what is a time that your kids sort of brought you down to earth as a cook? Have you cooked something that you can remember that the kids didn't like?
Oh, every
day. Do I have
day.
To go first?
No, every day. I make everything. I think that I'm in a chopped kitchen when I'm over here because there's time constraint and there are weird ingredients that I put together. And then I try to feed the kids and they look at me and they said, Dad is a much better cook than you. So just let him do the cooking. Yeah. There's a big couch in our room. Just saying that.
I feel you. I've been there. Jasmine, my wife, is the better cook. Kids always say it. John, what about you? Any
Listen,
moment?
Kids will cut you down in so many different aspects. They're very truthful and live in the moment. But what I want to say as a former educator, just mellow things out, is that food is like one of the only points where kids control their bodies and like what happens to them. So they're exercising control, they're developing their opinions, and you know, everyone likes different things.
Yes. Well, absolutely.
I have one very picky eater and one who eats exactly the things that I love. So he'll eat like all the vegetables and lettuce and just like, you know, go on and on, loves bitter things and herbal tastes. And the other one is like crunchy ketchup chicken fries.
Wow. So many similarities with all of our stories right here. I have one of my girls will be escargot and bone marrow and whatever's in front of her. And the other is chicken tenders, PB&J,
mac and cheese,
forget it. Like that's the microwave mac and cheese. And that like, doesn't matter what dad does, how many restaurants cook, but it doesn't matter. And John, you're right. You know what I love about you said is it's like, don't get your feelings hurt. One, you can't be in this industry if your feelings get hurt too often anyway, but like, it's okay to not like something. And it's great to then articulate why you don't like something. And that's what cooking's all about. And I always have one theory with my kids. You don't have to like it. It's good if you try it. Tell us why you don't like it. And that's sort of the mantra in our house. Wow, look at that.
I think we probably all make our kids try things, you know, at least once/several times.
Exactly. But I have, I have a teenager now starting high school. And this happened yesterday. Now we went, I'm just sharing because now this is like a parent chat room. This is like therapy now. We have an amazing farm. Shout out to Chino Farms in Rancho Santa Fe in San Diego area. I mean, famed for like Alice Waters using their tomatoes. Like, I'm really trying to connect right now with John. and you too, Manit, but I like just like this, like, you know, the, oh, a tomato. It's, who knows? It's a $19 tomato. It's not that expensive, but you understand. Like, it's really like organic and
it's
grown.
The best of everything.
The best of everything. Oh my God, corn and tomatoes. And I came home and I made a simple succotash and served, and it's all just ingredients straight from the farm. And my teenager was just like, why do you always cook disgusting lunches?
Oh, dear.
And it has nothing to do with her. You know, it's because she had to put her phone down. It was not about dad. It was not about the food. It was just about having to put the technology down. And I love her so much.
It's just about those teenage hormones. Another few years and I am getting so ready for it.
Okay, good. All right. You two have brought up a topic to the court that has come up before, but until now, no one has been brave enough to take on this dessert debate. Let's get right into it. John, tell us about the case you've brought to the food court today.
Cookies, crispy versus chewy. Which one's better?
And you are going to be arguing on what side?
I am arguing on, of course, the only side, which is a crispy cookie.
There you go, John. The gloves are coming on. They're getting loosened up. The crispy cookie, which means, Manit, I assume you disagree?
Yes. A cookie which is crispy is not a cookie. It's called a biscuit. A cookie, by definition, is something which is soft and chewy and gooey and everything delicious in life. So I think that you should throw this case out of court and declare it a mistrial, because the basis of this argument is non-existent.
Usually anyone who's trying to get a mistrial is set up for a bad day in court, Manit. But you're arguing.
You might argue that a soft, chewy cookie might in fact be a bite of cake.
I'm gaveling in.
Cake batter baked on a pan.
No, cake is a completely
order in the court. Order in the court. I'm so happy that this happened because I thought that you were not going to get into it. You guys were too sweet, too lovable, too friendly with each other, and you've already started the debate. It's not time for the debate yet. This court, please both approach the bench. All the way from Connecticut and Nashville. It's a long walk.
Yes, Your Honor.
This court will start soon. Right now, I just wanted to hear that it was crispy versus chewy. It's crispy versus chewy.
Understood, Your Honor. Our apologies. Yes.
Apologies, Your Honor.
Before we get into your arguments here in my court, I love to have a quick trivia round before the oral arguments. The winner of the trivia round gets to decide the order that you present. Does everyone understand how this is going to work?
We understand.
All right. Now, since you're both joining us from, you know, the southern United States and the East Coast, and I'm here in L.A. today, so you have to come up with your own sound effects to chime in. Manit, what will your sound effect be when you're going to answer? She's going to clap us in. Is that she's going to clap us in like she's doing a confessional on Food Network? And John, your sound effect is going to be?
Hey, I have two wooden spoons.
Yes, that works. Okay, two wooden spoons, although one might be a ladle, but who cares? Okay.
Maybe that's tomorrow's debate. It's actually a spin.
Love it, love it, love it. Okay, here we go. It is the big clap from Manit. It is the banging of two wooden spoons, which my grandma would do a lot, that John's going to do.
It was a different time. And
it was a different time. That is true. I didn't say she banged them on me, but maybe that was that. There it is. Okay, here we go. Question one. The number one most popular cookie in America is chocolate chip. But what is number two, the second most popular cookie? Manit.
Oatmeal raisin?
Oatmeal raisin is not correct, Manit.
Dang.
John, do you want to chime in? Do you want to take a shot at the answer?
Shortbread.
Shortbread is not the answer. So that is going to wrap up question one with neither contestant getting it right. The answer is peanut butter. Peanut butter.
Really?
According to a Better Homes and Gardens poll in 2020, 40% of responders chose chocolate chip as their most favorite kind of cookie, and 26% chose peanut butter. No peanut butter in my house. I got a kid with an allergy, so my second one would have been oatmeal raisin, but that doesn't count. Okay, here we go. Question two, with no points on the board for either contestant. Multiple choice here for question two. What cookie is First Lady Jill Biden's cookie recipe for? A, chocolate chip with pecans. B, cowboy cookies. C, oatmeal chocolate chunk and cranberry. That is going to be John with the light tapping of two wooden spoons.
C.
C was oatmeal, chocolate chunk, and cranberry. That's a pretty good guess. And it is correct, John Cannell.
Cowboy cookies were like a Bush. That's a Bush recipe.
Crystal was like, that was Laura Bush. Everyone is like, so like, you guys got your political cookies on lock.
You do your cookie research for the blogs.
Chocolate chip with pecans was Michelle Obama.
And chocolate chip pecans was Michelle Obama. So those were actually three First Ladies cookies. Is there a First Lady cookie cookbook? Because
no,
there
should be.
It's like a weird thing they have to do, but.
Oh, it's a, what? I don't even know. What is a cowboy cookie?
There's like a little bit of everything in it. It's like, I think it's coconuts, M&M, coconut M&M, brown sugar, butter.
All right. It's got everything. There we go. John was correct. That means, John, you're up 1-0, heading into the last question. Good thing for you, Manit, in my court where I make the rules. Question three is worth 1.25 points.
1 million pounds.
1.25 points. So the winner of this question actually wins the trivia round. John, that's just how it works here. It's definitely not because.
Yes, Your Honor.
Friends.
Okay.
Question three, here we go. On Friends, Phoebe is sad that her family heirloom chocolate chip cookie recipe is lost in a fire. But it turns out that the recipe is actually. Phoebe's famous recipe from Friends. The recipe appears somewhere, maybe on the back of a Mani.
A milk carton?
On the back of a milk carton is a good try. Thank you so much for just like being a participant and just going for it, Manit. It was on the back of a Nestle Toll House chocolate chip bag.
I never would have gotten
total Phoebe. It's total Phoebe.
Oh, Phoebe.
Did you guys not watch Friends? I mean, I watch Friends, but I would never have got that. That's a tough
one. If you asked me to sting Smelly Cat or something, maybe I could have gotten a couple.
That's true.
There it is. Crystal is a pop culture savant, so that's like she really knows all of it. And it also means that what? You Googled that last night, Crystal?
Yes. But also, I feel like it's like so American that you're like, I have this incredible family recipe. And it's just like the one that 4 million people get every day at the grocery store.
It is. It is. Okay, well, listen. Okay, quick sideway. This will be for the end. This will be for bonus contact. But, Mini, John, I don't know if you've, I know you've judged, you're judging shows and you're, and I know you're comfortable. Have you ever competed on a show, John?
Yes, I did.
Manit and I have cooked on shows where you're running through a supermarket, right? It's called Guy's Grocery Games. And one of my tips on Guy's Grocery Games is look at the recipes on the back of containers.
Ah.
That is good to know. I think I'm competing tomorrow, yes.
Oh, there you go. Sorry, when in doubt, if you got to make a dessert and you're like, I don't know, like look in the back of the cornbread box. You might find a recipe that works. And then you throw a signature in there.
Mind blown.
That's an incredible tip.
Oh, thanks.
I hope everyone's listening.
I hope everyone who's competing on Guy's Grocery Games tomorrow, an episode which I was not invited to, Manit. Oh.
So I'm going to blow the
whole show up. Where are my readers?
Okay, so that means that that was a low-scoring trivia round, but John Cannell got it right? You got one to zero. And that means, John, you get the big decision right here. You get to decide whether you present your argument first or second. What will you choose? It's a big choice.
I'll go first.
John Cannell presenting first.
First.
That's very rare. It's a rare choice. And listen, we're going to get into
the
our arguments.
The strength of my convictions.
Ooh. I love it. I love it. He's feeling strong about his first argument. We'll get into that right after this quick break.
Right here, right now. Find your beautiful new floor at Right Rug Flooring. Choose from thousands of in-stock styles ready for next day installation and all backed by the right price guarantee. Visit rightrug.com. That's RITERUG.com today to schedule a free in-home estimate or to find a location near you. 24-month financing is available with approved credit. For 90 years, we've been right here, right now. Right Rug Flooring.
This is it. Your moment. This is your time to make your comeback with Purdue Global. When you come back with a Purdue Global degree, you create opportunity for yourself, your family, and your future. It's a degree you can be proud of, a degree that employers will trust and respect. Purdue Global offers working adults like you over 175 flexible degree programs to meet your specific career goals. These include associate, bachelor's, master's, and doctoral degrees and certificates. Purdue Global degree programs range from nursing to business to communication and more. Whatever your interest, we have the degree that will move you forward. You have the knowledge. You have the experience. Now it's time to get credit for the work you've done and earn the recognition you deserve with Purdue Global, Purdue's online university for working adults. You know you're worth it. We do too. So don't wait another second to get the degree that will take your career to the next level. Start your comeback today at purdueglobal.edu.
Are you looking for the perfect move-in ready home this spring season? Now's the time to buy at Fisher Homes. For a limited time only, enjoy below market interest rates starting at 5.375% APR, 6.139% APR. With these exclusive lower rates, you can save hundreds on a move-in ready home and start enjoying the benefits of home ownership even faster. Schedule your personal tour with one of our new home specialists at fisherhomes.com and make this spring the season you find your perfect home sweet home. Financing provided by Victory Mortgage, LLC, NMLS 461249, Equal Housing Lender.
I wish one of your trivia questions had been about Elaine's muffin top restaurant from Seinfeld, because that could have been a chewy cookie comment from me. But
oh, I feel like this is working into your 3 minutes or your rebuttal or something like that. I didn't even see. I got to go back and watch that episode. All right, everyone, welcome back to the court. To recap today in the food court, we have the case of crispy versus chewy cookies, and I cannot wait to sink my teeth into these arguments.
You are the funniest person I've ever met. It's amazing.
Thank you so much. I make none of it up. Crystal is responsible for all of it. Okay, here we go. The way this works is that you'll each get 3 minutes to state your case. And during this 3 minutes, this is not really for you. This is for some of our other guests. But during the first 3 minutes, you cannot use your time to go low or focus on your opponent's case. This is about your case and why crispy or chewy, not about why the other one sucks. Okay, we're going to get to that later. Now, I'm a very nice judge. So, of course, after the 3 minutes, you're going to get 2 minutes to then tell your opponent why their case is awful. All right. So here we go. 3 minutes. Crystal's got the time up on the clock. John, your 3 minutes on why crispy cookies reign supreme starts now.
All right. Here is the deal. I would like you to consider some historical precedent. What might one of the most popular cookies have been for hundreds of years? It would be a nice crisp, buttery, amazing shortbread cookie with an infinite number of variations, so popular throughout the holidays as well as around the world all the time. One of my personal favorites is called a rosette cookie. I don't know if you've had it, but they are made of a very thin batter, and you dip a mold into that batter to get a paper thin layer of it and deep fry them, and they're dusted with powdered sugar, golden and amazing. And I have one cookie that is so popular through many cultures around the world, including two that I hold dear. In Greece, they're called kurumbieres, and they're also known as Mexican wedding cookies or snowballs. They have so many different names, but it's a crisp, buttery cookie filled with almond flour that could also be made with pistachios. And one thing that I would like to say, aside from having like the popular vote on my side with crisp cookies around the world, is that They're great for storing. So you can have a crisp cookie, you can make it and give it as a present, and it'll be just as delicious for days and weeks afterwards, because food is about love and sharing and caring. Might not be true with some other things, but it's true with a crisp cookie. And you can also have a nice play of textures. So some cookies might not be crisp throughout, but having a crisp edge or crisp portions gives you a play of textures, which makes them so much more enjoyable. I will also say that a crisp cookie can be a little bit more cooked. It could be cooked to the point where sugar takes on some complex and almost bitter notes. And as someone who loves a depth of flavor in baking and cooking, I love having a complexity of like a darker caramelized crispy cookie. So delicious. One of my favorite cookies are lace cookies, an oatmeal lace cookie. I should tell you, if you're having an oatmeal cookie, all my life, I only knew those as oatmeal lace cookies. Paper thin and crisp and delicious. It wasn't until later in life that I had a chewy oatmeal cookie. And I'm gonna leave that for the other 2 minutes. I won't talk about that right now. Oh, is my time up?
No, you got 15 seconds. The court will allow you to finish up.
To get a chewier cookie, a lot of the times you have to add more brown sugar to really hold in the moisture and give you that. And sometimes they can be a little bit cloying and too rich. So it's not a balanced cookie like a shortbread would be. It's a heavy hit your head note of sugar.
All right. Well, the soothing sounds of John Cannell, by the way. I hope you're, are you doing for the cookbook? Are you doing the reading for the audio version of it? Because I wanted
to.
I don't know.
You should
though. What a great, I mean, what a great.
You can watch my YouTube channel.
There you go. Watch the YouTube channel. I will say, so calm, Crystal, producer Crystal. So calm, but very, very to the point. I mean, really getting into textural contrast. I love the knowledge dropped there at the end with the complexity of the sugar browning, maybe even a little bit of Maillard reaction, the browning of the protein that's in the flour, a lot of history, and then the rosette. Does John know that the rosette is one of the most viewed TikTok videos that I have? 7 million people watching me make a rosette.
One can only guess why that might be, aside from your personality and the videography, but the cookie itself is a crisp, cloudy dream. It's like a cookie floated from the heavens into your mouth.
Is the rosette a cookie or a donut? The court is going to have to figure that one out. But Manit, a tall order ahead right here. I mean, the crispy cookie getting a good 3 minutes, your 3 minutes to let us know why it's all about chewy cookies. Manit, your 3 minutes starts now.
Thank you, Your Honor. My learned opponent gave some absolutely amazing points, but let's talk about cookies. In a poll which was done in America, 35% of Americans like crispy cookies. That leaves 65%, which is a higher percentage than 35% that like chewy cookies, right? Now, also, there is a poll as to which is the most popular cookie in the entire country, and it is the chocolate chip cookie. Now, the chocolate chip cookie is nice. It has that gooiness to it, that gooiness to it. And if you have noticed that most of the time when people get cookies which are too crispy, what do? They get a glass of cold milk, dunk the crispy cookie in the milk, and then eat it, making it ooey and gooey. So even people who get crispy cookies try to make it ooey, gooey, chewy by dipping it in milk, right? Again, if we go back to the history of cookies, there are some incredible cookies which have been, you know, created all over the world, right? Cookies, other than in America, which are crispy, are called biscuits. Now, in Southern America, biscuits are considered those, you know, the biscuits. But in the rest of the world, where I grew up in India, biscuits are considered these crunchy, almost wafer-like ingredients, which you put in chai, coffee, whatever you want, espresso. I mean, think about it. Even in Italy, right? You get espresso. What do you get on the side of it? A biscotti. Why do you get a biscotti on the side? Because you take the biscotti, put it in the lovely, delicious espresso and take a bite of it. And I think that is what makes cookie the ultimate indulgence. Because when you go out and you want something which is indulgent and reminds you of childhood, I always order a choco chip cookie along with a chilled glass of milk, and the world seems good. It's not because of the texture. I mean, think about it. Kids, why do kids like cookies? Because kids don't want to have something which is overly crunchy. They want something which is soft, right? So that's what it's all about, right? It has to have that gooiness to it. There's that decadence to it. And I think that chewy cookies are the ultimate cookies, because any cookie which is not chewy is technically a biscuit. And the argument right now is cookies, crispy or chewy? And I think I've made my point.
Manit, making many points, but trying to change the debate. Is a crispy cookie even a cookie? Is what Manit's saying? I don't know.
It seemed like procedural tactic to me, Your Honor.
It seems a little procedural. You'll have your time to rebuttal, John.
Okay.
Milk. Is milk the big fix? Are crispy cookies so bad that they've had to bring in another ingredient to then make them chewy? That is something we are going to have to sit on here. And then also, Manit, we do have to say we are a serious court. You referenced a couple of polls. Do you have a source for these polls? Like, did you poll three people in your house this morning? Okay.
So the 35% of Americans preferring crisp cookies as opposed to 65% preferring chewy cookies is from rachelray.com.
Okay.
And when you and you yourself mentioned, when you were asking the first question as to the most popular cookie in the country being the chocolate chip cookie, that Your Honor was reference to your what you referred.
All right, bringing Rachel Ray, dropping a big celebrity food star name into it, and
not
a dear friend.
I'm sure that would be a scientifically approved sampling of adults, but we'll just go on.
All right, it's getting heated. Here we go.
All
right, we got a little bit of the snark out of John here, and he's ready to go at it. 2 minutes of the rebuttal. John, what do you have to say to Manit, and what do you have to say about chewy cookies?
You know what kids hate? They hate crispy chips. They would never eat Cheetos, and they definitely don't like anything like a taco or a churro or anything with any texture. Kids only like mushy things. No French fries for them, right? Well, I don't know about that. And I also am not sure about this definition of cookies versus biscuits. That is a whole nother conversation. And I think that that could be a whole different episode, which I'll be happily, you know, arguing on if invited. Cookies, yes. Okay, a chocolate chip cookie. Chocolate chip cookies come in two different types, crispy versus chewy. I have had many crispy chocolate chip cookies. Like, there's, I don't think Milano even makes a chewy chocolate chip cookies. All of their cookies are like crisper than crisp could be. And it's quite a popular brand. There's definitely an audience for a chewy cookie. I don't think the discussion is what do more people like? I think it's what is better. McDonald's might be the most popular restaurant, but I don't think that is necessarily going to be judged as the best restaurant by everybody. Who knows? So just because something's popular doesn't necessarily mean that it's better. And milk does not make things chewy. Milk makes things dissolve and become soft. Soft is not the same as chewy. And I would also point out that one of the most popular cookie brands that does not need to spend any money on advertising because everybody loves them is Oreos. And Oreos are crisp cookies. Yes, they have a sandwiched delicious filling, which is not chewy, it's just soft. But you're only able to have a play of textures because of the crispness of that cookie.
Okay. We know that John's a teacher. You know, his educator, but he's ready for his bar, a chocolate bar. You know what I mean?
Yes, always.
I love
that's
it, though.
That's the kind of sidebar that I want.
There it is.
Extra there, caramel.
There it is. Wow. I love the opening there. Do you know what kids hate? Cheetos. And I'm like, what? No, kids love Cheetos. There's one right there right now on the other side of the booth eating flaming hot Cheetos. Ah, he was being sarcastic. He's been in New England for a bit, everyone.
So, he's so sweet. It took me, I'm like,
I know, really? Like that's what it was. It was a nice little, yeah. There's a nice little turn exactly. right there. Wow, Milano's. Who knew that Pepperidge Farms was going to come up today? Is it Pepperidge Farms versus Entenmann's? Is that what is that? What is going on?
I would
on
take right Pepperidge Farm every day.
Well, see, of course you would because you like crispy things, John. That's what we've established. And soft is not chewy. That's what I'm left with after those 2 minutes. Manit, you have 2 minutes now to let John know why crispy things are, I don't know, too crispy. Your time starts now.
So when my learned colleague referred to all of these crispy things like chips and Cheetos and French fries, the one thing to be noted, Your Honor, is that all of these are savory ingredients.
Churros.
Now, there is a definite difference. Churros, by the way, when you bite into it, they do have the chewiness in the center. So I think there is a flavor profile over here that we really need to discuss. It's savory versus sweet. Now, they are, Milano is considered a wafer. They are two pieces of wafer with some chocolate in between. That's not a cookie. Now, there is an absolutely incredible YouTube channel. It's called The Preppy Kitchen. And John made this incredible, chewy, gooey chocolate chip cookie embedded with walnut, which is, by the way, I have followed and it is incredible. So when we are talking about proof in the cookie, it needs to have that chewiness in it. You know, you say potato, I say potato. That's what it's all about, right? So over here, I think even when you are putting biscuit or a wafer into milk, if you leave it for too long, of course, it's going to go all in it. It's all about the timing. It's in and out, right? It's cooking is all about timing. Eating is all about timing. So that's what it is. You take the crispy biscuit, put it in water, in milk, take it out, bite it, and it'll have that chewiness to it. And I think that is what a cookie is all about. It needs to have that ooey, gooey chewiness. My mouth is watering just talking about it. And I think that's what it's all about.
Manit, showing why she is a Food Network star. She's dropping ooey, gooey, tasty, chewy, stretchy, all of it.
Yeah, the stretchy is usually my pants, but that's a different story.
Ooey, gooey, and chewy. We're talking about
wafers. They rhyme together.
We're talking about biscuits. Hey, there's this really great chewy recipe on the Preppy Kitchen. Oh my gosh, that was that one was a little shots fired right
there. Totally.
Okay, listen, you both have given me so much to think about. I will have to go weigh your points. I'm going to go take a quick break, retire to my chambers, and when I come back, I will have a verdict.
Right here, right now. Find your beautiful new floor at Right Rug Flooring. Choose from thousands of in-stock styles, ready for next day installation, and all backed by the right price guarantee. Visit rightrug.com. That's RITERUG.com today to schedule a free in-home estimate or to find a location near you. 24-month financing is available with approved credit. For 90 years, we've been right here, right now. Right Rug Flooring.
This is it, your moment. This is your time to make your comeback with Purdue Global. When you come back with a Purdue Global degree, you create opportunity for yourself, your family, and your future. It's a degree you can be proud of, a degree that employers will trust and respect. Purdue Global offers working adults like you over 175 flexible degree programs to meet your specific career goals. These include associate, bachelor's, master's, and doctoral degrees and certificates. Purdue Global degree programs range from nursing to business to communication and more. Whatever your interest, we have the degree that will move you forward. You have the knowledge. You have the experience. Now it's time to get credit for the work you've done and earn the recognition you deserve with Purdue Global, Purdue's online university for working adults. You know you're worth it. We do too. So don't wait another second to get the degree that will take your career to the next level. Start your comeback today at purdueglobal.edu.
Are you looking for the perfect move-in ready home this spring season? Now's the time to buy at Fisher Homes. For a limited time only, enjoy below market interest rates starting at 5.375% APR, 6.139% APR. With these exclusive lower rates, you can save hundreds on a move-in ready home and start enjoying the benefits of home ownership even faster. Schedule your personal tour with one of our new home specialists at fisherhomes.com and make this spring the season you find your perfect home sweet home. Financing provided by Victory Mortgage, LLC, NMLS 461249, Equal Housing Lender.
Back in the food court here, it has been a big one. We've been waiting for this argument for a long time. Crispy versus chewy cookies. Before I deliver this court's verdict, you have a chance to sort of perhaps persuade me. Manit, anything you'd like to tell this court before we make this decision?
Your Honor, this decision is about what people like more and what makes sense. And the bottom line is that if something tastes better, of course more people are going to like it. I mean, it is. The masses love chewy, ooey, gooey cookies. And that's what it's all about. The people have spoken. And I am sure that you are also going to speak in their favor.
Ooh, I like that. You know what Manit just did? In a restaurant, when I have a steakhouse. And when the server drops the steak off, you tell the person the temperature of the steak. Here's your mid-rare steak. And it just kind of offsets their, like, if it wasn't mid-rare to them, it's just like the last thing that, like, hey, this steak is mid-rare. Manit was like, you will find favor in this argument. I'm sure you are popular, Judge. I'm sure you will follow the popular trend. John, you got 1 minute left to change my mind or further convince me.
You know what would be amazing is a perfect golden deep-fried donut. Yes, on the inside. It would be chewy, but on the outside, it would be crisp. A baked donut could also be delicious, but imagine how disappointed you'd be if you bit into that donut and there was no crisp golden exterior to offset that interior. A cookie is very similar. If I had a sweet, soft cookie with no play of textures, I can just feel the sugar grinding between my teeth, and that's the only texture. I want to have the crispness of the cookie delighting my palate, giving me a wonderful chance for the play of textures, and that satisfying crunch. Imagine how many foods are crunchy and the sound of crunching and what it does to you to make you want to eat more and just keep going. You need that. That's crisp cookies.
All right. John coming through at the end there, dropping a little audio. Letting us know that it's not just about taste. It's not just about appearance. There's also audio involved when you're eating something. This is tough. This is it's a massive battle. Again, I can't believe we didn't cover this in season one. Crispy versus chewy cookies. It's taken us to season 3, 4. I don't even know how many episodes we've done, Crystal, but has it just been so heated no one's even want to approach this one? Because however I decide here, I'm going to get some fan mail. That's for sure. Well, non-fan mail.
It's come up before. Remember when Duff did the show and his wife dropped the bomb that, like, her favorite aren't his cookies?
Oh, yeah.
And he was like, wait, what? And then she was like, wait, we're arguing chili, so we don't have to talk about it.
Oh, I will not reveal about the Duff Goldman recipe because it might tip my hand here in this decision. Well, this court has had a lot to think about. I mean, Manit letting us know that maybe this is a popularity contest. A lot of things are in this world. At least 3/4 of a Rachel Ray audience prefer chewy cookies. She's got data on her side. You know, she's talking about maybe it's biscuits and wafers versus cookie. Maybe a crispy cookie isn't even a cookie. Chewy cookies are indulgent. Don't you want milk or dipped in chai, which I'm going to totally try right after this? And then John really dropping lots of history on us, talking about global cookies, the Rosette, the Mexican wedding cookie, Milano's, Pepperidge Farms, Dentelle's, which I wrote down. And then talking about the actual taste and what's happening, the browning of the different sugars, the contrast of textures. A tough, tough decision right here. But this judge and the food court will judge in favor of crispy cookie.
Thank you, Your Honor.
Crispy cookie. It was a tough one. But to me, it came down for a little bit more of the description of what is happening taste-wise in a crispy cookie. Although my favorite line from the whole thing is "ooey gooey chewy, Manit."
Yeah. I'm going to take this to the Supreme Court.
I knew it.
I'm not going to.
Manit, your argument was so well presented that I was questioning my own choices. I really had to. Have to hand it to you.
Yes. I mean, we were talking about biscuits and wafers. Manit throwing down again. John Cannell, Preppy Kitchen, coming away with the victory. Both Yay! Of you, thank you so much for hanging out in our courtroom. For more John Cannell, you can find him across the internet at Preppy Kitchen. You got to check that out, which is also the name of his new cookbook, available now. Get more Manit across social media at Manit Chauhan. And if you're in Nashville, Tennessee, check out her restaurants, Chauhan Ale and Masala House, or watch the last season of Tournament of Champions or any of the 20 shows that she's on across Food Network. She's just crushing it. Listen, everyone, I know you. Half of you think, or maybe 64% of you, if you believe Manit, think that I got that one wrong. So if you want to tell me about it, tell me why you're so smart and I'm wrong all the time. Let us know on the Food Court Pod Instagram or at Richard Blaze across social media and at Richard Blaze Official on TikTok, where you can also see a video of a rosette that's got a couple million views. Food Court is a production of iHeartRadio. I'm Richard Blaze. My producer is Crystal Bamahi. Food Court was created by Christopher Hasiotis. The rest of my Food Court clerks are Jonathan Dressler, David Wasserman, and Jasmine Blaze. The theme song is by Jason Neesmith. For more podcasts from iHeartRadio, visit the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you listen to your favorite shows.
Thank you so much.
Thank you for having us and for ruling justly.
Manit's going to send me a text.
I love you. I already have sent you a text. Don't you worry.
Right here, right now. Find your beautiful new floor at Right Rug Flooring. Choose from thousands of in-stock styles ready for next day installation and all backed by the right price guarantee. Visit rightrug.com. That's RITERUG.com today to schedule a free in-home estimate or to find a location near you. 24-month financing is available with approved credit. For 90 years, we've been right here, right now. Right Rug Flooring.
This is Malcolm Gladwell from Revisionist History. eBay Motors is here for the ride. With some elbow grease, fresh installs, and a whole lot of love, you transformed 100,000 miles and a body full of rust into a drive that's all your own. Brake kits, LED headlights, whatever you need, eBay Motors has it. And with eBay Guaranteed Fit, it's guaranteed to fit your ride the first time, every time, or your money back. Plus, at these prices, you're burning rubber, not cash. Keep your ride or die alive at ebaymotors.com. Eligible items only. Exclusions apply.
Hey, guys. Back at the playground again, huh?
Yep. You know what this playground could use? A wine country.
Heck yeah. And some waves. So we could go surfing.
Oh, yeah. Ah, love that.
A redwood forest would be cool.
I'm in.
Ah, ski slopes.
Let's do it.
Can a girl go shopping?
Yeah, baby.
Wait. Did we just invent California?
Discover why California is the ultimate playground at visitcalifornia.com.